Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Okay, well, we are missing our beloved Amy Dallin because she is on vacation, which is well-deserved.
Yes, a perfectly reasonable explanation for why Amy is not here.
Mm-hmm. And I figured we'd take this opportunity while she is gone to have a little Ode to Amy episode.
That's great.
Because, you know, if we did it while she was here, she'd just be kind of high-pitched wailing at us to stop the entire time. But, you know, she's going to hear this, and she's going to have to learn the lesson from the previous podcast of how to take a compliment.
Yes.
Because we are full of them. So I guess I'll start with how I first met Amy. Funnily enough, I was in college with her brother. We were all sort of D&D buddies. He roomed with my college DM, and they both told me, oh, Jay has this little sister who just moved to Los Angeles, and she's, you know, trying to do the whole geek person thing, and she's really great, and you guys would get along really well. But we never met till years later when I started working at Geek & Sundry, and I finally put the pieces together maybe a half a year after knowing her. And they were right. Amy's amazing. She's just this beam of positivity and enthusiasm, and I am so grateful to get to sort of work and play with her for the past, 3 years now? My goodness.
With a big old smile that lights up a room, that Amy Dallin. I love Amy's smile. I find it to be a very... enthusiastic and sincere smile.
And infectious.
And very infectious. I met her at Gen Con, 2 Gen Cons ago. I connected with her through Pat Rothfuss. But we all went to this place that has really, really good soup. And, like, I'm not a soup person.
Right. We actually discussed this the first time we met.
Yes.
You're not a soup person.
I'm just not a soup person, but I really loved this soup. And I went there, and she rode in my car with us, and she was super fun to hang out with. And, you know, there are some people that you meet, and as you get to know them, you, like, realize that, like, you click, and it immediately becomes a friend. But then there are also some people that you start hanging out with, and it's like you've already just been friends for forever. And that's how I feel about Amy Dallin. Like, I feel like I have known her forever, and I've known her for about a year and a half.
Yeah, it's true. Same here. It's funny. It's not that we just had interests in common, because sometimes, you know, you'll have interests in common with somebody, but it's like she clicks on with so many people on a fundamental level of energy and chemistry.
Yes.
Very good at that.
She is easy to know, I would
say. Yeah.
Yeah. She's great. Hey, Amy, I hope you listen to this and know that you're great.
You're great, Amy!
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.